Colonial History and Independence, Part 2. This room again has a marble floor, and painted on the walls are old wall maps showing various journeys by Europeans through Africa. The legend features the names of European explorers, such as Livingstone and Stanley, and the years between 1816 and 1900, when they visited particular places. But of course, the Africans themselves knew all those places and routes much earlier. Listen to the next part of Mathieu Zana Etambala's story while you explore the rest of the space.
After a wave of criticism, Belgium took over the governing of Congo from King Leopold II in 1908. Belgian Congo remained primarily an exploitation colony, where large companies such as the Union Minière de Haut-Katanga, or the UMHK, and the Société Forestière et Minière du Congo, or Forminière, played a major role. Forced labor did not disappear completely, and racial segregation created a deep rift in the colonial society. At the same time, however, there was significant investment in public health care to the benefit of the Congolese population, who suffered greatly as a result of sleeping sickness, which decimated numerous villages in the region in the first decades of the 20th century. During the interwar period, the colonial government also invested heavily in primary schooling for black children. This happened with the help of some 40 Belgian religious congregations and societies who had embraced evangelizing in the heart of Africa. Shortly after World War II, a 10-year plan was achieved that launched Congo completely into modernity. From 1955, the Belgian colonial machine began to falter. The Congolese expressed their aspirations for emancipation with manifestos such as Conscience Africaine. A popular uprising in Leopoldville, now Kinshasa, in January 1959, heralded the start of a rapid decolonization process. The suppression of this revolt gave the Congolese their martyrs. The Roundtable Conference of January-February 1960 paved the way for full independence on the 30th of June 1960. Listen here to the historic speech given by Prime Minister Patrice Lumumba in the presence of King Baudouin on Congo's Independence Day, the 30th of June 1960.
Congolais et Congolaises, combattants de l'indépendance, aujourd'hui victorieux, je vous salue au nom du gouvernement congolais. À vous tous.
At the top of the stairs, the final module featuring the contemporary artwork Lumumba Chair narrates the story from after independence.
Siège de Lumumba.